Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Zabavri Daf Chof Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis from a base of the Mishnah, right at the beginning of the Amud. Gimel Dvarim, Evlazah ben Azariah Matir, Chachom Oisim. There are three cases where Evlazah ben Azariah permits and the Chachom prohibit. Parasa Yotzeh Berutzur Shebein Karneha, a cow may go out wearing a strap between his horns as it's an adornment, not a load. Mekadunas Behema B'Yom Tov, one may scratch the kirud on an animal on Yom Tov with a metal comb. One may grind peppercorns with their millstones. Rav Yudah says that one may not scratch skewered. You may not scratch an animal with a meal with a metal comb because it wounds, but one may scratch, which is kutzuf, with a wooden comb. The Chachamim say that one may not scratch neither with a metal nor a wooden comb. Says Rabbi Abba that both agree, both Rav and Shmuel agree, that the Chacham prohibited even leading to a cow using the strap between its horns. Rabbi Abba b'shem Shmuel im haifa karana kaducha muta. Rabbi Abba quoting Shmuel said it's permitted if its horn is pierced and the strap is fixed through it. Amar Yosef Kashrisa claimed Rabbi Abba v'amar leitaninan ela hanoka b'chatam. Rav Yosef says that I raised the difficulty before Rabbi Abba, and he said that it only permitted for a donkey with a nose ring, but not a cow. If they were b'shem Shmuel, shor she'iskei ra, yotze b'pumbia shalai b'ruseinu sheregoyle nagu kein. An ox that's prone to cause damage maybe go out with a bit in its mouth. Our rabbis of the diaspora would also allow this. Rav Acha and Rav Yaakov ba Idi quoting Rav Yochanan said, a donkey that is prone to cause damage may go out with a bit in its mouth. Rav Elav Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav Shimon bei Rav Chiya, kelev yotze b'sege shaloi. Said that a dog may go out wearing its collar to which the leash is attached. If the owner puts it on to be able to hit it, it's prohibited. If he puts it on to prevent its halter, which is a rope tied to its mouth in order to lead it, eating it into its neck, it's permitted as it's there to protect the dog. The Mishnah had taught that Rav Elazar ben Azariah permitted a cow to go wearing a strap between its horns. Keniva said that Rav Elazar ben Azariah merely discussed and taught over the halacha permitting the cow to go out this way. However, he did not actually rule this way, and he certainly did not behave this way himself. Rabbi Yona ben Tzvaya bai, im halacha haye melamed uba, hadahi detaninan shalei beratzon chachamim. Rabbi Yona ben Tzvaya asked, if he was merely discussing the halacha, why would the Mishnah teach that the chachamim were so unhappy with him? And the Gemara concludes the question by saying, Rav Yehuda bar Pazi or Bardolaya asked him about it. The Chacham said to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, either leave us, means we will excommunicate you, or move a strap from between its horns. This certainly seems to be saying that he actually had taken his cow outside in this way. Rav Yosi bar Bun shahia matris kenegdon. Rav Yosi bar Bun asked, did he continue to disagree so persistently that they had to give him this ultimatum? Amar Chananya pam achas yatzas v'yishchiroi shinav minatzumos minatainas. And the Gemara concludes the question with Rav Chananya, who said that, but did it not once happen that his cow went out in this way and he was so distraught over the stumbling block that he had caused that his teeth became blackened from all the fasting? Amar Idi dechutra ishtoi habas minayin sheishtoi kuya egla lulei charashtem beeglasi lamatzasim chidasi. And the Idi of Chutra answered, it was his wife's cow. From where do we know that a person's wife is referred to as a calf? As the Pasuk says, in Shoftim Perek Yud Daled Pasuk Yud Ches, if you would not have plowed with my calf, you would not have deciphered my riddle. Taman Amrin Shchinasa Haisa. In Bava they say that it was Rav Elazar ben Azariah's neighbor who took out her cow with a strap. Yesh Adam Ne'enash HaShchinasa. Would a person be punished for a transgression of his neighbor? Rav Kiris of Irma answered that this teaches that whoever is able to protest a sin and does not, the sin is hung upon him. Evu Hakirud, what is Kirud? Hello, haktanim shein oisim chabur kirtzuf elo gedolim shein oisim chabur. The answer is using a metal brush that has fine bristles like a small saw, which wound the animal. Kirtzuf refers to using a wooden brush with thick bristles that do not wound. The Mishnah taught that the Chacham said that one may not scratch, neither with a metal kirud, nor a wooden comb, which is kirtzuf. One may not do kirud lest he makes a wound. One may not do kirtzuf lest he pull out hairs, as a wooden brush can pull out hairs or wool. Shabbos Rabban Gamliel, hayu shoychekim es apilpulin v'yichayim shelahem. The people of the house of Rabban Gamliel would grind peppercorns with peppercorn grinders. Amrav Lazar Rab Sadek, pam achas, achal abba et Rabban Gamliel, behaviru lefonov, ingurin, v'seichen, pilpulin, shechukim, came to tamem, mashach yodem ehem. Rab Lazar Rab Sadek said that my father once ate with Rabban Gamliel, and they brought him ingurin, which is beet water, that contained ground peppers. After he tasted them, he removed his hand from it, out of concern that the peppers were ground on Yom Tov. Amalei alta chush lahem, mehev Yom Tov, hein shechukim. Rabban Gamliel said to Rab Sadek, don't worry, they were ground before Yom Tov. The Gemara asked, why could Rabban Gamliel not consider himself to be benefiting from an inadvertent malacha, which would permit him to eat in order to prevent Rabban Gamliel from being embarrassed? The answer is he refrained from eating, otherwise people would say that Rabban Gamliel permitted malacha on Yom Tov. Come now to the next Mishnah. Harechayim shel pilpulin tmeya, mishim gimel kelim, mishim klei kibul, mishim klei matruf, mishim kvara. Pepper grinders are made of three separate utensils that are susceptible to tumor. There's a receptacle, it's made of metal, and there is a sifter. The Gemara says, "Atachte mishum kli kibul, ha'elim mishum kli matchus, ha'emsois mishum kvora." The Gemara explains that the lower part is a receptacle, the upper part is metal, and the middle part is a sifter. And the next Mishnah says, "Egle shel agalot shel cotton tmeir midrus niteles b'shabbos ve'ena nigueres she'ela agavi akelim." A child's toy wagon is susceptible to tumas midras. If the child is dissolved, the wagon becomes another tumor. It may be moved on Shabbos, and it may only be dragged on Shabbos if it's resting on clothing, otherwise it will make a furrow in the ground due to its weight. The Yudah says, no utensils may be dragged over earth except for a wagon, as it does not make a furrow. Rather, it merely presses down the ground rather than moving aside the earth. The Gemara says, Tani lo yoga adam esa mita esa kisa kisei v'esa safsal v'esa katidra mipnei shehu oise charetz v'bishim ematir. The Baisa says that a person should not drag a bed, a chair, or types of benches over earth as they'll make a furrow. V'bishim permits it, since the furrow is an unintended byproduct of his moving the item. Rabbi Bar b'shem, Rabbi China, Rabbi Chagai b'shem, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yosef b'shem, Rabbi Ilah, Moedim Chacham Rabbi Shimon, b'kisa shevaglav, meshukois betit, shemutar l'taltolei. Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi China, Rabbi Chagai quoting Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yosef quoting Rabbi Ilah said that the Chacham agree with Rabbi Shimon in the case of a chair, since his legs press down into the ground, that it's permitted to transfer it. But the Kavasa, mutar l'achzira, in the same way it's permitted to return it. And Rabbi Yosef, of anon taninan nitalin b'shabbos. Rabbi Yosef brings a support. He says, we also learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Kilayim that it's permitted to move it on Shabbos when a person hid a turnip or radish in the earth and part of the leaves are exposed, since he does not intend to move the earth. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Rabun, Rabbi Shimon hi. Rabbi Yosef b'Rabun says the author there is Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbanon, so there's no support for Rabbi Elah. Amar Rabbi Yosef masnisa amakein kolakelim en negroim chutz min ha'agola b'vnei shi kaveshes. Rabbi Yosef says, our Mishnah teaches this. No utensils may be dragged over earth except for a wagon, as it does not make a furrow. Hadnalach Perek Yom Tov.